You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, August 15th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at Roscommon this evening, which is a 7-race card. The going at time of recording is good to yielding, but with the forecast looking very favourable for the rest of the day, I'm pretty sure that going will dry out quite considerably as the day continues. So, decent fare set for all here this evening at the provincial track. The first race then, which is a 7-furlong 2-year-old contest. Unfortunately, we've lost the most likely winner and favourite here, Mac Attack, literally just as I was recording this podcast this morning. He was a good second on debut at Cork the other day behind Born to Be. But back in the field that day was a horse called Hill Crest Fire, and he usurps Gerlard's charge now as the automatic selection. A bit of a super sub, if you like. I thought that horse shaped really well from the Sheila Lavery stab, and Sheila's horses often come on for their run quite considerably, slowly away towards the back of the field with two to run, but didn't have to do some good late work in the latter stages to suggest that she would be much more brighter proposition second time out. And she did that running from a bad draw as well, drawn stall one of the 13 runners. So expect a good deal more here from this filly by Fast Company tonight. She's available to back at big price well this morning, around about 16 to 1. Decent each way bet then in the first race with the experience under its belt, Hill Crest Fire.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then. And not a particularly strong race. Looks a bit of a match between Sweet Sounds and Massive Central. Sweet Sounds obviously created a favourable impression when winning first time up at Tipperary on softish ground, and she's likely to improve from that run as well. But I quite like Massive Central out of the two. Must admit the price this morning, 5-2 roughly this morning with William Hill, and that looks a decent price for Joe Murphy's charge, who finished third behind two nice horses at Nace the other day. It's quite a tough little race as well for a beginning, behind Leo Mine, who've got plenty of experience, and of course Novado, who had gone well the time before. I think it won at the Curragh when it won as well, so that's decent form. I like the way this horse finished off its race as well in the latter stage. It was last with a couple of furlongs to run, but powered its way through to the line without being unduly punished. Likely to improve significantly for that performance, both mentally and physically, and also step up in triple suit as well on the evidence of what we saw there that day. Decent price, as I said this morning, against the favourite. Massive Central is the choice in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then. Very competitive looking 7-furlong handicap at 6.20. Decent low draw is a bit of an added bonus. So I'm looking towards those single figure drawn here with current recent form. And that one that stands out here is Great Wide Open from the Charles O'Brien stable. This horse is a fairly consistent performer, as you can see by his form figures by and large. And he finished second the other day at Leopardstown, behind a horse who's in really good form and runs the track well in the shape of Captain Power. Now that horse has got real genuine 6-furlong speed, and he's turned a foot, carried him past this 4-year-old in the latter stages. But there was certainly no disgrace in that performance. I think the step up back to 7 furlongs will suit. That seemed to be the kind of like the evidence I got the other day at Leopardstown. He just didn't have the turn of foot of the winner. He just looked a little bit one pace late on. So I think a strong gallop over 7, which is definitely his best conditions it previously, will definitely suit him tonight. So Great Wide Open looks a fairly straightforward each way recommendation here in race number 3, 9-2 this morning with William Hill.
Race 4.
On to 6.50 then, and as in race number 2, this looks a straightforward match between Finian's Bay and Crocodile Shoes, unless I'm completely missing something. Crocodile Shoes is going to have to improve for me, not only on the evidence of what we've seen so far, when he was a bit one pace last time at Leopardstown, but of course he's dropping back down in trip as well, which I'm not entirely sure will suit him because he's looked very, very one paced. So therefore I'm going to go with Finian's Bay, who's the likely improver. off that back of that first run, first time out, when didn't shout too badly in a bit of a arduous slog, which probably wouldn't have suited a filly by Galileo having her first run. But she did quite well to keep on to finish second behind Evening Hush. Back in the field was a horse called Etched, who's gone on to much better things in recent runs from the Aidan O'Brien stable. And with the Jim Bolger horses in great form at the moment and racing on much better ground for the first time in its career, I'd expect Finian's Bay to put it up to the favourite here and give him all the trouble he can handle. So Finian's Bay, the confident choice there in race number four.
Race five.
On to race number five, then again another tricky little handicap over a mile and a quarter. But the one I quite like here is Radar O'Reilly from the Gerlion stable. He's been gradually improving with every start. And he went in at the Curragh two starts ago when he made all the running to win in fairly convincing fashion. Wasn't a particularly strong race, but I just like his attitude that day. And I think he can make him into a nice horse in time. Unfortunately, he didn't handle the really bad ground here the last day behind Ariatare in a much stronger race. And he faded, having cut out the early running in the latter stages. But I wouldn't hold that against him because he did carry quite a big weight. He was giving lots of weight away to the front two. And that, in the conditions, proved a bridge too far. But he's back on a decent surface tonight, very, very similar to the ground he faced at the Curragh. And because this normally is a bit of a sharp, tight front runner's track, I can't see him being opposed in the early stages either. We should get an uncontested lead. So therefore, it will definitely suit him better than what happened last time out. So decent, confident choice there in the 720. Radar O'Reilly, who's an honest type, to get back on track in that mile and a quarter handicap.
Race number six.
The penultimate race, and again, another mile and a quarter contest, a handicap, competitive one as well we've got here. I quite like Zorba the Greek this morning, who's available to back at 5-1 with William Hill. Again, another Trials O'Brien selection, along with his one early on the card. And I just do like this horse, Zorba the Greek. The only problem is with him, he's a bit of a slow away monkey, and he's got to learn to come out the traps a little bit better if he's going to win more races than just one in 15. But he's got tons of ability. He travels really strongly through his races. I actually think he'll be a bit of a money spinner when he goes to Dundalk throughout the winter. I'm definitely keeping my eye on him there. But for now, he's certainly showing no signs of that he's a backward number on the turf. Indeed, it was a really good effort the other day beyond Windsor Beach and Power Struggle, where once again he came from a long way back to finish in never near a third. Hopefully he'll get a strongly run race here to suit, which he should do, because quite a few front runners in the lineup. And hopefully his sort of prowess in the latter part of a race will definitely come to the fore. So Zorba the Greek, as I said, around about 5-1 this morning, looks a fair each way bet in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
And on to the final race then. It's a concluding 0-70 mile and a half handicap. Quite a few that can be fancied here. It's about a 4-5-1 the field race this morning. The two I quite like are Shake the Bucket and the Nutcracker, who've both been plying their trade to a good effect over hurdles of late. Shake the Bucket, as we know, was a bit of a shock winner at Galway the other day, but he did it quite nicely. And Connections are quite keen to obviously press on with him at the moment on the turf and make hay of his very lowly rating of just 50 compared to his rating on the all weather at the moment, which is in the 60s. And there's no reason why he wouldn't go really well here, considering he's got conditions in his favour. The form of that Galway race worked out really well, with Camland going on to win later on in the week. And with Tom Madden on board, I expect Shake the Bucket to be in the shake-up in the final race, along with the Nutcracker, who ran quite well down in Belliestown the other day in a really competitive race. And this horse has definitely got some enough form to suggest that she could be very well handicapped off a mark of 56. If she can run anywhere near the form of her recent performances over hurdle, then she's got to be a major, major factor here. So the Nutcracker is definitely one worth keeping an eye on in the betting this morning. So then my two against the field in the final race are Shake the Bucket and the Nutcracker. That's it for now. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, August the 15th. We get a chance to do it all again tomorrow, where Tipperary takes centre stage with a 7-race mix card for you. So do tune into the podcast tomorrow morning around about the same time. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.